Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
You sound like a maniac.
So this is why I hate politics, because it's so sleazy. It's so pointing at each other and back and forth. It's so fake and slimy and scuzzy. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You know, the Democrats have been screaming on the mountain that, oh my God, the RNC is paying all of President or ex-President Donald Trump's legal bills. How dare they? This is scandalous. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic National Committee has been paying President Joe Biden's legal fees incurred in connection with the special counsel Robert Hur's investigation into his handling of classified documents, according to sources and disclosures of expenditures filed by the party committee. Oh, brother, here we go. Hypocrites! Same thing. So here they are shouting and yelling, how dare the RNC be paying Donald Trump's legal bills? And they're doing the same ding-dang thing. Since last year, the party committee has been paying the law firm of Bob Bauer, the lead attorney representing Biden in Hur's investigation, more than $1 million, roughly $150,000 a month from July 2023 to February 2024, the party committee's most recent disclosures show. Axios was the first to report on the DNC's legal spending on behalf of Biden. See, here they go. You can't be screaming something and you're doing the same thing. Look at over there. They have their hands in the cookie jar, as they, behind their backs, have their hands in the cookie jar. So the DNC last year has also paid roughly $905,000 to Hemingway & Barnes LLP, a law firm of Jennifer Miller, who was named as one of the attorneys that's represented Biden in the special counsel probe disclosure filing show. Hemingway & Barnes LLP has long represented the DNC well before Hur's investigation began, so it's unclear how much of the payment, if any, to the firm was for Biden's legal fees. Since July last year, the same time the DNC began paying Bob Bauer PLLC, the party has increased its monthly payment to Hemingway and Barnes LLP from roughly $15,000 to $100,000. Throughout last year, Bob Bauer PLLC and Hemingway and Barnes LLP, what is with these names, were among the top law firms paid by the DNC, followed by Wilmer Cutler, Pickering Hale and Dorr LLP, and Perkins Coie, and I'm not making these names up, which have both represented the DNC in other matters for a long time. The DNC said the money they've paid for Biden's legal purposes isn't coming from their grassroots donors. Okay, but you're still doing the same thing that the RNC is doing for Trump. So stop trying to justify it. There's no comparison. The DNC does not spend a single penny of grassroots donors' money on legal bills, unlike Donald Trump, who actively solicits legal fees from his supporters and has drawn down every bank account he can get his hands on, like a personal piggy bank, DNC spokesperson Alex Floyd said in a statement. So they're trying to once again justify they're doing the same thing. The Democratic Party providing financial support for Biden's legal challenges comes amid their intense criticism of the Republican Party's fundraising for paying for former President Donald Trump's mounting stack of legal bills over the years. Just last week, the Biden campaign's finance chair, Rufus Gifford, said on MSNBC that every single dime that you give to the Biden-Harris re-election campaign, we spend talking to voters. Bullshite! We are not spending money on legal bills, Gifford said. Bullshite! We are not hawking gold sneakers or any of that stuff. The money that we are raising, we are going straight to the voters. Don't make me say it again. Ahead of a big-dollar Biden fundraiser with former Democratic President Barack Obama and Bill Clinton last month, Biden campaign spokesperson Kevin Munoz highlighted the support of their grassroots donors and contrasted it with Republicans' fundraising lulls and need to pay for and the need to pay for Donald Trump's legal bills. When you look at the money that we are raising, which is overwhelmingly from grassroots donors, this money is going to voters in the battleground states. And when you look at what Trump is doing, that money, we don't know where it's going. It might be going to legal fees, Muno said. Trump's campaign accused the Democrats on Friday of being hypocritical in their critique of RNC contributions. And I gotta say, they are right on. And I hate to say it, because I hate to agree with anything with people that are supporting Donald Trump, but hey, they are right. Joe Biden and the Democrats' entire campaign against President Trump is based upon lies and hypocrisy. They have repeatedly stated they don't spend money on Biden's legal fees while they attack President Trump, having to defend himself from Biden's witch hunt. Trump's campaign National Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, or Leavitt, said in a statement. Come to find out, the DNC paid millions to cover Biden's legal fees. Oh my God, it doesn't end. This is why I'm saying the politics, the election politics, politicians are just sleazy. Trump has faced multiple investigations and legal battles throughout his presidency and after he left the White House, which has cost both his political operation and the Republican Party tens of millions of dollars more in legal bills. Since Trump left the White House, his various fundraising committees and PACs, including his leadership PAC Save America, spent nearly $100 million in legal bills, including more than $50 million in just 2023, which much of it goes to legal bills related to Trump's various court battles as he faces 88 criminal charges and multiple civil and criminal trials. Disclosure reports show Trump has denied wrongdoing in all of those cases. So it's the same thing. DNC, RNC, the only difference is the first letter. They're both paying legal fees for two old men running for president in 2024. Thank you.